When I arrived at church this morning, there was a car sitting up there by the barn on the asphalt, and a couple of people in it asleep, so I tapped on the window and I said, I'm sorry to wake you, but I have people coming for a church service and we need to fill up the parking lot. Could you move? And they said, sleepily, okay. And so I came in and I was getting ready, and someone said, they can't get their car started. It's the battery's dead. And I said, well, I've got jumpers in my car, but I don't have time. I've got to get ready for this service. And then when I came out, I saw that the car was moving. So I guess, did someone help?
His battery, he had a battery box or something that
must. Oh, he fixed it himself. Okay. Well, some of us were out there with him then, and they moved on. Well, the gospel story today is about another group of people who are in trouble. Lord, don't you care that we are perishing? That's what the disciples say to Jesus as they wake him up. The disciples and Jesus are crossing the Sea of Galilee in a small boat at night. And the wind has gone from a whisper to a gale to a howling fury. And the waves are heaving in the dark, and the disciples are panicked, and they chop at the water with their oars, but they cannot control the boat. The water is coming in over the gunwale and beginning to swamp the boat. Some of the disciples are seasick. Some are bailing like mad. Some are screaming orders. And finally, someone thinks to wake up Jesus, who is asleep in the stern. They come to Jesus and say, Lord, don't you care that we are perishing? It's sort of hard to understand how Jesus could be asleep. The boat is pitching back and forth. The spray is blowing through the air. The waves are coming in, and somehow Jesus manages to stay asleep. Now, I noticed that when the disciples come to wake him up, they don't ask him to row, and they don't ask him to take charge. All they ask is, do you care? Lord, do you care about us? Don't you care? So I take this story to be a parable, that in the storms of life, when we cry out to God, God cares about us. God hears our cry. Sometimes it seems as if God is asleep. Even the Psalms speak to this. Psalm 44 says, oh God, why are you asleep? And Psalm 17 says, incline your ear to me, O Lord. So the first thing the disciples do is they go to Jesus and they say, Lord, don't you care? Don't you care about us? Why are you sleeping? And of course, Jesus does care. He gets up and he acts. He says, peace, be still, to the wind and the waves. And the wind ceases and the waves become calm. God does care. God does hear the cries of those in need. This is a theme throughout the Bible, of course. In Exodus 3, God tells Moses, I have heard the cries of my people under the whip of the Egyptian taskmasters. Now, go to Pharaoh and tell him to set my people free. Or in Genesis, Cain kills Abel, and he thinks that God won't know. But God tells Cain, the blood of Abel cries out to me from the ground. I hear that cry. Or in Deuteronomy, when God tells the people, do not withhold the wages of a laborer until the morning, but pay him in the night. If you do not, they will cry out to me and I will hear them. So God hears the prayers of his people and God cares about them. If we are to be like God, the reasoning is, then we are also to hear the cries of those in need. Think of another parable, the Good Samaritan parable. A man goes down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and along the way he is waylaid by thieves and beaten and robbed and left for dead. And a priest comes along and sees the man and hears him whimpering, but he passes by on the other side. And a Levite comes near and hears the man groaning, but he passes by on the other side. And finally, it's a Samaritan who comes by the man and hears him crying out. And he's the one who listens and cares and brings him to the inn so that he'll be cared for. God hears the cries of those who are in need. Or think of the story of the sheep and the goats in Matthew 25. Jesus says, when the Son of Man comes in his glory at the last day, with all the angels will bring all the nations before him and separate out the people into the sheep and the goats. And the sheep he will put at his right hand, and the Son of Man will say, come you who are blessed by my Father, and receive the kingdom that was prepared for you. For I was hungry, and you fed me. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was naked, and you clothed me. And they will say, Lord, when was it that you were hungry or thirsty or naked, and we helped you? He said, when you heard the cries of the least of these, you did it also to me. You heard the cry, you cared. Let me tell another parable. In Alaska, I knew a fishing boat captain named Gordon Jensen. Gordon was a legend around the docks because he was such a successful fisherman. In 1946, after the war, he had a boat built for him, a 60-foot boat, the Symphony. And he fished it for many years. He was so successful that in 1970, he had a 70-foot boat built for him, the Westerly. And when he retired, he gave the boat to his son to run, and he kept his hand in the business. He was respected by everyone all along the coast of Alaska for his success, for his participation in the fisheries management agencies. One day when he was about 70, he went out to his warehouse to get something for the boat. It was dark. He had built the warehouse himself many years before, and it was out over the water, and there was a dock leading to it. The boards on the dock were old and weathered, and Gordon Jensen was a big man. He was 6'8" in his prime, 250 pounds, and he walked out there in the dark that night. And he broke through the dock, and he fell down to the rocks below and broke his hip and his femur. He started to cry out. He cried, help! Help! And of course, it wasn't near any houses, and so he didn't know whether anyone would hear him, but he knew that he had to get help before the tide came in. So he kept crying, help! Help! There was a woman that stepped outside her house, not too far away, and she thought she heard someone crying for help. She called her husband. He said, you're just hearing things. Come back to bed. And she said, no, I can't go to bed until I find out what that is. So they walked down the road, and they heard the cries louder and louder, and finally they found Gordon and called the EMTs and came to get him. And after surgery and many, many months of recovery, he was fine. And I knew him when he was in his upper 70s and 80s. And he was part owner of the shipyard where I worked at. Just like that woman heard the cries of Gordon Jensen, God hears the cries of the helpless. It's a parable. Another parable. I read a story yesterday of a boat builder named Joel. He was building a little sailboat in his garage. And one day, a little wiener dog came up to see him. And he kind of shooed him away, but the wiener dog wouldn't go anywhere. And so he sort of put up with him. And after a while, he noticed that the dog was really thin and hungry and kind of dirty. So he gave him something to eat and some water and cleaned him up. And the dog was so attached to him, they thought, well, maybe we'll just keep this dog. But they put an ad in the paper, and someone down the street came to pick him up as sort of a rough-looking character. Had a reputation of being a drug user, and he was known by the name Rocky. He said, "That's my dog." So reluctantly, they had to give the dog back. But every day, the little wiener dog would come to Joel's workshop and hang around because he liked him. So he was kind of an adopted pet. Well, one day, Joel and his wife, Ellie, heard a screech of tires and a dog yelping. And so they rushed out to the street, and there in the ditch was the little wiener dog looking up at them piteously. So they got a piece of plywood, and they put it under the dog and took him to the vet, called the owner, Rocky, who came down. And the vet took some x-rays and looked at the dog and said, well, we can fix this. We can do surgery and repair the brakes. His legs are broken. That's going to cost you a lot of money. And Rocky said, "He's not worth it. I'll take him home and shoot him." And Ellie said, "Oh, no, you won't. We'll pay for it, and we'll take him home." And with those words, the fancy vacation that she'd been saving up for went bye-bye. So they paid for the surgery, and the little wiener dog came home with them and recovered nicely, and for many years was a constant companion of Joel in his workshop. That's how God works. Just like that dog cried out, yelping in pain, when we cry out, God hears our cries, and God cares about us. This week on the news, I heard the sound of children crying. They'd been separated from their parents. Probably the most traumatizing thing you can do to a child. And I wondered, did God hear their cries? And then immediately I thought, of course God hears their cries. God hears the cries of all who are in need. A civilized nation is attentive to the needs of those who are crying out. A civilized person, and especially a Christian, has ears to hear those who are in need and cares. The disciples asked Jesus, "Lord, don't you care about us?" And Jesus said, "Yes, I care. Let your hearts be at peace and be still." Eternal Father, strong to save, whose arm hath bound the restless wave, who bidst the mighty ocean deep its own appointed limits keep. Oh, hear us when we cry to thee for those in peril on the sea. Amen.